This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. Good to see everybody. We're learning Simen Samach Zayin. Simen Samach Zayin. We began it. We're up to Sivkatan Gimel. Simen Samach Zayin, Sivkatan Gimel. The Mechaber, this Simen speaks about Din Safek Imkar Krishma. If someone is Masupik, if they said Shema. Says the Mechaber, Safek Imkara Kriyashma. It's a Safek if Kriyashma was read. If you're not sure if you said Shema, Choyze Rikare, you have to go back and say it again, Umevarech Lefaneo Lachreha. And you have to make the brachas before and after. Avim Yodea Shekra, if you know you said Shema, Elishma Subak and Berech Lefaneo Lachreha, and you're not sure if you made the brachas, Einoi Choyze Mevarech, you do not go back and make the bracha. So now, the Mishnah Brura in Sivkatan Aleph that we read last time, if we could review just outside, that the Mishnah Brura says, other mitzvahs d'oraisa, if you're mechuyev to do it misafek, we paskin earlier in Simen Yod Zayin Siv Gimel regarding a tumtum. So somebody is mesupik if they're mechuyev to do the mitzvah. So they're chayiv in tzitzis. Or in Yoredei, we talk about the meal of an androgynous. You don't make a bracha, because brachos are drabanon and sveika lekula. So why would Kriyashma be any different? Why by Kriyashma do we say, if you're mesupik, if you said Shema, we say, do the mitzvah again with the brachos? Normally, if we're mesupik, if someone is mechuyev in the mitzvah, we say, do the mitzvah without the brachos. So Mishnah Brura said, some poskim are mechalek, that there's a difference if you're mechuyev at all in the mitzvah, let's say a tumtum or an androgynous, so we say do the mitzvah without a bracha, or if you're definitely mechuyev, but you don't know if you executed it, then you do have to make the bracha. Accordingly, says the Mishnah Brura, loyla alulav or shayfra, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, if you're mesupik, not only would you have to do the mitzvah, you would have to do it with a bracha, which is a very big chiddush. We never heard of such a thing. The Prima Gadim writes that from the Kesef Mishnah, in the name of the Rajba, and from the Magen Avraham, in the name of the Rivash, it's Muchach, that they don't hold of this Svara, but you never make a bracha when you're Mesupik if you did a mitzvah. The Gra also is Mashma, he doesn't hold of this Chiluk. Now, if they brought you a shofar or a lulav on the first day, Bein HaShemashos, definitely you would not make a bracha, because now there's a suffix whether you're Chayiv at all in the mitzvah in the first place. Now, why do you have to say Shema again if you're not sure? The Mishnah Brura says Sivkatan Beis, because we hold Kriyashma as Dairaisa. It says V'dibar Taba Meshivtecha. It's going on this parsha that, therefore, if you're Mesupik, whether you said it or not, you have to repeat it again, like every Suffolk Dairaisa. Fine. Sivkatan Gimel. Umavarech. L'choy rekoza dafke b'shaloy avraz man Kriyashma. This din that if you're mesupik, whether you said Shema, you'd say it again with the bracha, that's if the zman did not pass. But let's say the time did pass. Then you don't make the bracha. So like this. You're not sure if you said Shema. And now the zman is over. So are you going to also repeat the Shema with the brachos? No, because now it's a suffik d'rabbanan. You say, what do you mean? I'm mechuyev midaraisa. No, you're not mechuyev midaraisa to say Shema after the zman. It's only d'rabbanan for the brachos. So then you would not repeat it with the brachos. But says Mishra, this is not so. Avol ze'enoi. The zman zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim nimshach acher kach gamkein. The zman of zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim continues even after the Zman Kriyashma. Like we said earlier, in Siman Nun Ches Sivkatan Chav Zayin, we say it later, Siman Ayin Sivkatan Chav, the Dirshu brings, that Minah Torah, there's no Zman Nikva for Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. The truth is, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is the whole day. Now, so then it would come out like this. Let's say somebody is ill, and they miss the whole morning. So you say, well, what's the point in saying Shema, Mincha time? Is there any point in saying Shema? I'll put on my tefillin. But what's the point in saying Shema? There is a point in saying Shema. Because the third parsha is still Dairaisa.
So
Ad Sharavias. You're still chayv in Emes V'yatsev until the fourth hour. Kedol El B'Simnon Ches. Umikan V'Holo Loi Tikna Azeh Bracha. From the fourth hour and on, they were not Masaki in a Bracha. Avol Yoimer Machma Safek Ezeh Pasuk Shal Yitzias Mitzrayim. Al Safek, you should say some Pasuk of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Shagas Aryeh says. Isa b'bracha istaf yud gimel amad beis. She'im amar halacha she'muskar ba yitzias mitzrayim yatsi yidei mehamitzah sasei shel zechira. The Gemara in bracha is on yud gimel amad beis says that if you say a halacha, then in that halacha is mentioned yitzias mitzrayim, you're yoytzei the mitzvah of zechiras yitzias mitzrayim. Obviously, the Dersha points out if you're mechavein to be mekayim the mitzvah of zechiras yitzias mitzrayim, because of Magen Avram, venerally, now this is a famous Magen Avram. We once gave a shir on Wednesday night on this Magen Avram. Venerally, the kol shekeinim amar shiras hayam diyatsa. Magen Avram says, certainly, if you said az yasher, your yoytzei zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because if learning a halacha about zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim, your yoytzei, certainly if you say az yasher. Because az yasher is our psukim of Yitzias Mitzrayim. To which the Chassam Sofer famously asks that Oz Yashir is not going to cut it. V'Chassam Sofer palagaza. Chassam Sofer argues on the Magen Avraham. He says, the Bekraksiv Laman Tiskaras Yoim Tseischa. Chassam Sofer says, in the Pasuk it says, you have to remember the day you left Egypt. And Oz Yashir is not the day you left Egypt. It's 8 days later. V'loi Dai B'Mashi Yiskash Avrahayam. It's not enough to remember that you crossed the sea. V'hiskim imai hagoin Rabbi Kiva Eger b'chidushav. Rabbi Kiva Eger agrees to Chassam Sofer that Shiras Hayam, you are not going to be yoytzei. I believe an approach we said to explain the Magen Avraham is that since the Mitzrayim theoretically could have come and taken us back, therefore on the eighth day, that's when the Yitzia on the first day was complete. So it's not that it's good enough to remember the eighth day. No, it's not good enough to remember the eighth day. It's just by remembering the eighth day, what happened on the eighth day? What happened was the first day was finalized. The Mishnah Berurah continues, V'im yoytzei yidei hazachir behera. Are you yoytzei remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim by thinking, I am beverhete b'shem ha-beis Yaakov. Look in the berhete in the name of the Beis Yaakov. What does he say? By the way, the Berhetev brings a very interesting shaila. What if you're Masupik? You know you said the first two parshas. You don't know if you said the third parsha. So then you have to go back, because Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is Medayraisa. Okay, he brings that the Prima Gadim Mestapik Bazeh, whether you're Yoytzei Beherher, or V'Shagis Aryeh, Simen Yud Gimel Herach Leichich Meshas Amasik, De'ino Yoytzei Yidei Chavi Beherher. V'Shagis Aryeh speaks at length, and he concludes, you are not Yoytzei Zechira Beherher. By the way, Rebbe Yashiv, the Dershu quotes from Panine Tefillah, says that even, let's say a person says, Ani Hashem L'Kechem Asher Hashem L'Kechem. Are you yoytzei? No. You're not yoytzei. Why? It's not good enough to say it. You also have to think you're being yoytzei, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And if you don't pay attention to that now you're remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim, then you do not get the mitzvah at all. Reb Chaim Knievsky disagrees. He says, if you said it, you're yoytzei. I don't understand the machlokes, because we hold mitzvah srichas kavana. So of course you have to think it. Isn't it? It's pashat, that if you're not mechavein, the answer is, of course you are mechavein to, let's say I have like this, I am now mechavein to mekayim the mitzvah of zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim. But if you just rattle off, ani Hashem l'kechem v'sharotzei yitzias l'meyaretz Mitzrayim, and you're not remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's where the machlokes comes in. Okay. Upashut b'gemara. It is simple in the Gemara. The gam b'layla tzarech lahaskir Yetzias Mitzrayim. At night also you have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. But I'm prima gadim. Look in the prima gadim. Estapek imhu dairaisa d'rabanan. The prima gadim is mesupik. Is remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim at night, biblical or rabbinic? V'nafkamina l'inyan tzveika. It's a nafkamina when you're in doubt. Ayin sham. Uveshagis aryeh. Simen ches kasa behedya. Tehu dairaisa. Shagis aryeh in Simen ches writes explicitly that it's dairaisa. V'chayiv l'haskir b'zman shulay l'vaday v'loy kodim. You have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim when it's definitely night and not before. V'yalkeinim hizker b'in hashmashos. If you mention the b'in hashmashos, k'gan shespalo k'gan seskechavim l'yatzi deichoy v'asa, you're not yotzei. It's interesting. Here the Mishnah Berurah only brings the opinion of the Shagas Aryeh that if you mention Yetzias Mitzrayim mi ba'od yoyim l'yatza. Later on, in Sin Reish Lamed Hey and the Shaar Tzion, he brings the opinion of Magen Avram that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim Shalayla, that if you daven mar mi ba'od yoyim, you are yotzei. So it's not pashut. Now, Kriya Shema, you're not going to be yotzei until Tzeisak Echavim. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim Shagas Aryeh says you're not yotzei until Tzeisak Echavim. Magen Avram says you would be yotzei. But he doesn't bring the Magen Avram here. Lo yatza, why? De ben hashmashos sveikahu. Ben hashmashos is a safek. Usveika dairaisa l'chumra. V'chein mashmi Rambam, perakalaf, mehuchas krishma adhu dairaisa. Chumay shakasa primagana ba'atzmai. That in the nighttime, the zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim is midah dairaisa. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll hold it over here. We'll pick it up tomorrow. Good to see everybody. Have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.